Hello, this is Jesse Liberty. Today we're going to be talking about creating a simple OData server that you can use when testing your OData client. Let's open up Visual Studio, create a new project, set that project to be an ASP.NET MVC 3 web application, and name that application Simple Server. The next dialog will ask you to pick a template, and we're going to pick Internet application as our template. We'll leave the rest of the values for their defaults and click OK. And you'll note that quite a bit of setup is done on your behalf by Visual Studio. A number of scripts are supplied and controllers, models, views all have their own directories. Our goal here is to keep this as simple as possible. The first thing that we're going to need to do is to add the Entity Framework Code First library with SQL Server Compact 4.0, and we'll do that using NuGet. So we'll click on Online All, and then in the search window, we can search for the specific package that we're interested in using in this program, and as we make clearer what we're looking for, it gets narrowed down. There's the one we want. So let's click Install. It's going to not only install the package we need, but it's going to determine what dependencies there are and install those packages. Three of these will need an acceptance for their user license, and then it will install the rest successfully into this project. With that in place, we need a class in our model, so let's add a new class named Book. Right-click on Book, choose Add, choose Class, and then set the class name to Book and click Add. Let's add in the values for the class Book, which is going to consist of three properties, ID, ISBN, and title, as well as a book context, which will derive importantly from DB context, and that will return a DB set of book, which we'll call books. Notice the red squiggly line. We can click on that and then hit Control Dot. It will tell us that we need to add using system data entity, and we go ahead and do that. Notice that this book class has no special attributes or special interface. It's a POCO class that is a plain old CLR class. All that is needed is the context, which we've called book context, that derives from DB context. We do need some testing data to expose from our new service. The easiest way to do that is to go into the SQL CE Entity Framework.cs file in the AppStart directory. And here you can modify create CE database if not exists, or what we'll do is add some seed data. So let's go down to, scroll all the way down to the bottom where the seeding methods are, open up the method seed, and we're going to add our seed data right here. And when running this application, if we don't redirect to real data, the seed data will stand in as data we can use for testing. Notice we begin by initializing the book context, and then we add a number of book objects. In this same file, you need to return to the top of the file. Be sure to uncomment the set initializer, which we see on line 18, and be sure to replace the context name with the appropriate data context name, in our case, with the name Simple Server .models.book.bookcontext. Next, we're going to add a WCF data service to our project. So go over to Project, right-click, say Add New Item, click on the web, and make your way down towards the bottom. You'll see WCF data service. And let's name this Book Data Service. Open the code behind, and we're going to just replace that with a bit of code that will make all of the debugging a good bit easier, and that will allow us to look at exceptions while we're debugging. You can pick up this code at jesseliberty.com in the mini tutorial on building a quick OData data service. With that in place, we're ready to build and run the application. You can see a lot of the work that has been done for you in creating this home page and an about page, but we're going to navigate now to the web service. So let's go to Books Data Service / Books and see what we would get back from that data service. And here you have the XML of our seed data books. So with just a little bit of effort, we've created an OData server that we can then use in testing OData receiving clients. For Microsoft, this is Jesse Liberty. Thank you very much, and I look forward to talking with you again very soon.